This is the Beers and Belts podcast. Welcome and be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google, and any other podcast service. This podcast is going to provide news, previews, and reviews from the world of pro wrestling each week. I am the host, Phil Price, and I'm coming straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Be sure to follow and interact with me on Twitter and Instagram at Beers and Belts. So let's get into it. All right, it is t-shirt time. So this is going to be the 2021 WWE Survivor Series preview. So this is coming up in just a couple hours, but just wanted to give quick preview and my thoughts on this as we get into it. So just saw some news that the Shinsuke Nakamura versus Damian Priest match is going to be moved to the pre-show, which is kind of disappointing because I was expecting that one to be a good, fun match that if they gave a lot of time to, was really going to steal the show. Both Shinsuke Nakamura and Damian Priest have been fantastic in the ring. We know that they can both go really hard. And Damian Priest has just been Teflon to bad situations. I mean, he hasn't had the greatest programs put out there for him, but he's made the most of it, and he is just a bona fide star. So coming off that WrestleMania match with Bad Bunny and the Miz and John Morrison, you know, they did a fantastic job in that match, and he's just kept momentum going throughout the whole year. So sorry to see that one move into the pre-show, but somebody's got to be there, so it is what it is. So first, let's talk about this 25-man Battle Royal. So I'm going to go through the list of participants here. You have Ricochet, T-Bar, Mansoor, Cesaro, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Eric Ivar, R-Truth, Drew Gulak, AJ Styles, Omos, Sami Zayn, Humberto, Angel, Apollo Crews, Commander Aziz, Otis, Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Shanky are all the people who are going to be in this Battle Royal. And, you know, I have no idea what way they're going to go with this. I hope they have some really big spots. I hope they have some fun with this. You know, it's to commemorate 25 years since The Rock's debut at Survivor Series in 1996. So maybe The Rock will show up some point tonight if they're doing this. We'll see. I don't know. It should be good fun, though. I'd like to see some good spots with Otis in there. I'd like to see old Otis. I think R-Truth will probably have some funny spots in there, as he always does. Montez Ford will probably go up top and get eliminated trying to do something crazy. So, you know, there's some people in here where I think they'll be able to have some fun with it. There's some people that they'll be able to put some teams together because, I mean, if you look at this, you've got a whole bunch of tag teams in this. So, you know, you've got Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. You've got Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. You've got Otis, Chad Gable, Cruz and Aziz, Humberto and Angel, so AJ Styles and Omos, Eric and Ivar, Ford and Dawkins. So you've really got some teams within here, so should be a fun match. I will say I'm going to predict an Omos win and a feud starting between him and AJ Styles. I think that would be a fun way to keep that going. I think AJ Styles has enough mic skills, obviously, that he can carry that feud and really help Omos, you know, through this as he's helped him through the first part of his career here. So that's who I'm going to go with in that. So moving on, let's talk about the Raw Tag Team Champions, RK-Bro versus the Usos, SmackDown Champions. I predict that this is going to be an Usos victory. I think that they're trying to keep them big and powerful. And I would like to see this ultimately lead to a New Day versus Bloodline feud. I think you could get to. I think if you put Woods and Kingston back together as a tag team with Big E with the championship, I think down the road that would be the way to go there. And you know, they've already done some six-man tag stuff on Raw with Big E and RK-Bro. So they've kind of set Big E up in a feud with them already. So I think you can transition it that way. But should be a good match. You know, Riddle makes me laugh all the time the way he does things. The Usos have a good match with anybody. Not real thrilled about Randy Orton getting somebody in a side headlock for a couple minutes during this match, but that's Randy Orton for you. So we'll see what happens there, but I think the Usos are going to come out on top with that. So let's move right along to the, you know what, let's talk about the WWE Champion Big E versus Roman Reigns next, since I already brought that up. I see Roman Reigns coming out on top of this. I would love to see Big E get the win, but I don't think they're ready to let Roman Reigns take that loss yet. And Big E, everybody always loves him, so I think he can take a loss and he'll still come out on top. I'm sure there will be some kind of screwy finish in this because there have been in a lot of Roman Reigns matches. And, you know, being the Survivor Series pay-per-view, just interbrand, there's not really a whole lot to come after this outside of doing something there with the New Day that I mentioned earlier. So, you know, Big E can survive a loss and he'll still be fine, but Roman Reigns, I think, is going to keep that. Still one of the best storylines in wrestling with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, so I think that'll go that way. So, moving on next to, let's talk about Survivor Series matches. So, in the men's match, you have Raw, which is Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Lashley, versus the SmackDown team of Xavier Woods, Jeff Hardy, Happy Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. So, looking at this on paper, it looks to me that Team Raw has a better team here. But can they coexist is the question. So, there will be Seth Rollins being Seth Rollins. I'm sure they'll have some callbacks to last year when he walked away. You know, there have been some feuding within this group as it's gone on. Team SmackDown, for the most part, is face-centric. You got McIntyre, Woods, Hardy, who are all faces. Happy Corbin is a heel. Sheamus kind of goes either way, depending on who he's fighting. I know he's supposed to be a heel, but he's still a popular guy. People like him, so I think you've got a more likable team as far as faces versus heels on that side of it. Bobby Lashley, clearly a heel. Austin Theory, clearly a heel. Finn Balor has been kind of playing back and forth both. Kevin Owens has been teetering on that heel side, even though he is very much a crowd favorite as well. Seth Rollins, very much a heel. So there's really a lot of reason to believe that Team Raw would lose because they're not going to be able to get along. But I think they're going to come out on top in this one. And looking at this, if I'm going to go in order of elimination, I think from each team you're going to have Austin Theory and probably Happy Corbin going out first. I think you're probably then looking at Jeff Hardy and Kevin Owens. I think you're going to be looking at Xavier Woods and Seth Rollins going out together. And I think it's really going to come down to here with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. I think that is the way they're trying to keep this feud going, and I think they're going to be down to the end. And I see Drew McIntyre coming away with the win for Team SmackDown in this one. Also, I think SmackDown is going to win just because of their deal with Fox getting outside of, you know, kayfabe wrestling. I think that you're going to see SmackDown win because they've got that huge deal with Fox, and I think Fox would like to see their team come out on top as the better brand in this situation. So moving on to the ladies' match, you have Team Raw, which is Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Carmella, Zelina Vega, and Bianca Belair, versus Team SmackDown, which is Natalia, yay, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Toni Storm, and Sasha Banks. So looking at this, you know, this is going to come down, I think, to the Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks feud, with them being the two people that they're going to focus on a lot here. I'm interested in seeing Shotzi Blackheart and Rhea Ripley back in this. Liv Morgan seems like they've been pushing her a bit more lately. So be interesting to see the route that this match takes. I believe we're going to see Team Raw come out on top on this one. And I think Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley are going to be the last two ladies in the ring for Raw. I think they're going to have Sasha Banks as the last member of SmackDown that they get rid of. And I think on Raw, it's going to lead to a Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair feud going forward. So that's kind of what I think is going to happen there with the women's match. So on to the last big match of this pay-per-view, which is the SmackDown's women champion, Charlotte Flair, versus Raw champion, Becky Lynch. So this has obvious real heat with it. If you've been watching and paying attention, there's a lot of real heat with this. I think it's going to go to Becky Lynch, and I think it's going to go to Becky Lynch to prove a point of Charlotte Flair basically needing to, for lack of better words, conform and get back in line, be the locker room leader that she's been in the past and that she can be. This could get ugly. I would imagine there's going to be some stiff shots in this. Becky Lynch has come out this week and saying that, you know, their relationship can't be healed. And, you know, this is, could be a work saying this just to build more heat in this match. But it really seemed that they are no longer friends, no longer speaking terms, you know, outside of the matches and outside of wrestling. It seems like they are in two different parts of their lives. So I was kind of curious what may happen when you got rumors of all the releases happening this week, if Charlotte may be in line for that, because it sounds like they may be done with her right now. And, you know, she's got Andrade over there who is in AEW now, and I'm sure she would be able to go over there and lift that division up as well. But people have got to want to work with you. You know, if people don't want to work with you, you can end up like Enzo Amore, not doing anything. So I think this is going to be a Becky Lynch win. I hope it's a good match. I hope they give them some time, and I hope they're both professional enough to make this really work, because when there is real heat between two people, it can turn into a really good match. So looking forward to that one. But that's what I've got for you for the preview show. So should be coming on here within the hour from my time. I'm 6 o'clock Eastern time in North Carolina. So thank you for listening. Hope you guys get a chance to watch this, and stay tuned tomorrow for the review. Have a good day. All right, thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find me on any podcast service, iTunes, Spotify, and Google. Again, we're coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And be sure to interact with me on Twitter and Instagram during shows at Beers and Belts. We will see you next time. Have a good one.